It says in the law, it even has a law concerning this. It says, if you see your neighbor sin, you will not hate him in your heart, but you will rebuke him and not suffer him to sin. So a burden comes on us, not by a law, by the Spirit. It has to be done in faith that we are to rebuke, because like I said, it's not according to the law, it's according to the love of Christ. Because of love, we rebuke. And sometimes rebuking someone can include withholding good things. And it's not that I have unforgiveness. It's that I want to see them come to repentance so that Christ could forgive them. I don't want to just forgive them so that they could go burn in hell, quote unquote. I don't use that phrase much. So that they would not inherit the kingdom of God, so that they would perish. I use that as a figure of speech, burn in hell. Because really, as though I know that there's a teaching to be taught in that. But to most people that means like, I'm going to suffer eternally, forever and ever. I'm going to suffer. But it's not what I've learned of the scriptures. They're going to die, the second death, which is like the first death, unconsciousness and blackness and darkness forever. They will be like those, they will not be anymore. They will be separated eternally from God. Because in God is all life. You can't be alive, And they try to make it all figurative and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get into that now. I'm just teaching you affirmatively what the truth is. But the point is, sticking with this, I do not find it at all loving or like Christ to just give in to wicked people who are doing wickedly and just forgive them with no rebuke, and if it's a family member, or things where you maybe try to provoke them, that's what love is. Because it's a lot easier just to get along. Oh, just forget about it. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is wanting them to be forgiven like you were forgiven. And I got forgiveness by seeking Christ. And knowing this, that outside of Christ, they will have no forgiveness. Now, it doesn't mean, sometimes by the Spirit, you do just give in. Because that in itself can be a testimony. Yeah, I'm not saying that this is an excuse to always be hard on people or something. No. I mean, sometimes someone does something wicked to you and you just take it. Turn the other cheek. Right? You turn the other cheek. And it works on them. They see the Christian love. But by the Spirit. Like I said, there's got to know. Sometimes turning the other cheek can be a rebuke. But like I said, I do not turn this Christ law into the way you can't obtain righteousness by trying to make this into a law, because it's too confusing. If you try to set this into a code of conduct you got to follow, you have to use the Spirit and wisdom. That's why I want to fill you with wisdom and understanding and the things of the Spirit and the spiritual understanding. Verse 14. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. I almost said perfectness.
Perfect just means to be complete. It doesn't really mean perfect.
Well, yeah, no, it does mean perfect, actually. Like, if you're going to be perfectly righteous, you're going to be completely righteous. When you're perfect in Christ, you're going to be perfect, completely like Christ, see? Complete. There's something that bonds. There's a bond of perfectness, a bond of completeness, which is love. And that's why I say, above all these things, put on love. Because love will teach you better than law. Because that's what I was saying about the way you handle. See, maybe someone, you turn the other cheek, but then they keep doing the same thing. And you realize, turning the other cheek is not affecting them. In love, I need to now rebuke him. Not punch him in the face, or do violence, or give way to wrath. No. Not wrath, rebuke. Listen, what you're doing is wrong. You have to know. It's like, look, I've forgiven you hitherto. But you got to know, in Christ, you will never have forgiveness till you turn to Him in repentance. That's love. That's a hard thing to say to someone, isn't it? It can be, depending on the situation. It'd be a lot easier just to go along to get along. Why rock the boat, right? And especially in some matters that are smaller and not maybe as, as clear. Okay. I think I beat that enough to death. Hopefully you have a little more understanding of that. Okay, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Love that. How by the law you're going to let the peace of God rule in your heart? Okay, let the peace of God. I mean, you don't even know what the peace of God is because it passes all understanding. And this Philippians, the peace of God. Whatsoever things are, true. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are pure. Think on these things. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, if it passes understanding, how can you have it? Oh, you got to have it by faith through the Spirit. And it sounds like Paul is just talking magic there. Well, it's almost like that, isn't it? But we have to be diligent in seeking it because, as I said, in my experience in life, God has made me wait for a lot of things. He didn't give me everything just when I wanted it or just because I asked in faith. He didn't always, he honored that, but he didn't, he's like, I didn't, I said I'd give it to you. I didn't say when. If you ask in faith, doubting nothing, he'll give it to you right then immediately. Because you said so. Can you command him like that? That's the thing. It's people, they get faith totally messed up. They think, I can just tell God what to do. I say, God, I believe it. Give me $1 million. Oh, yeah. And how many people has that worked out for? Ah, it's worked out that way for a few ministers. The bond of perfectness, eh? Charity is love, of course. I think I might not have mentioned that in passing, but I was looking back at verse 14. So, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, your feelings, and your thoughts. I don't know how to describe it. He gives it to you.